Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Kyle from the AK96 podcast with your boy
Alex.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We coming back with episode number three. So, what's good, bro? What you on, man?
Shoot, you feel me? We on some funny topics today, man. A little bit more comedic humor, a little bit of a Family Guy. What grinds our gears about, like, what's going on right now with, like, I guess social media.
And social media.
Our generation's thinking.
What's happening with the waves.
With the waves. Oh, yeah, we invented the waves.
Curling up.
You feel me? Curly boys, we ain't here. But I think the topic for today, the Cardi B and Offset situation, man. We do not care.
We do not care at all. I mean, honestly, we already know who the Migos is. We know who Offset is. I mean,
but we've been listening to them since, like, mixtapes.
Yeah, from back in the day. Back to the band, though.
Back to the band.
Part one and two, you know? But honestly, I don't really care about what they got going on social media. I feel like too much information about people. Kind of crazy to be on there anyway, so exactly. The fact that we get up to date, to be honest, I don't know how the Shade Room and, like, World Star keep up with people like
that,
but, like,
get it,
I don't know why that is any concern to us. So
I don't know what the fascination is with celebrity culture. I mean, I get it,
I get, like, it, right,
but the overdoing, right. It, like, I mean, obviously we all saw, you know, the areolas,
right.
I mean, but people was going in on her body, and I was like, they're titties.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I mean, like I said, I'm not here for it. You know, I don't really keep up with people's other people's energy and other people's life. I mean, honestly, if it's not affecting my family or my budget, I don't really care.
Exactly.
So, and that's what everything on social media, to be honest with you.
Especially, like, the strong opinions of the Megan and Tory situation.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna see what he's talking about.
I mean, honestly, the whole Megan and Tory thing, that still has me baffled. Like I said, you know, I don't really care about that situation either. But my thing is, as a man, for Tory to put himself in that position is kind of like,
wow.
Yo, bro, what you want? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, why would you, as a man that's supposed to be older than her, because, well, I think Megan is the same age as us, right?
She's 24.
Around 24, 25. So that's my thing. My thing is the fact that he put himself in that position for some, you know, messed up stuff to happen is kind of like, yo,
boy was wild.
But yeah, that, I don't really care about that. Did you listen to his album?
I did listen to the album. I can't lie. But I'm like, I listen to it, like, unbiased, because I'm just like, honestly, the situation, if he did shoot her, I mean, he wowed it.
Right, right. Heavily, that's what I'm saying.
If he really did do it, but he's saying he did it. So it's like kind of like a he say, she say. Plus, none of us was there.
None of us was there, right. Exactly. So,
like, but you do want to believe the woman, though, off rip. But now, I guess, like, I don't care if people even send us about this, but it's like I guess it's, you're guilty before proven innocent now in, like, the social media eyes. It's not more like a innocent to proven guilty. Like, that's what I've raised. But everybody else is like, oh, nah, the nigga did it. I'm like, yo, you don't even know them.
I also feel like this is also showbiz.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe 9 times out of 10, the stuff we see on social media is not even real.
Exactly.
But, I mean, that's just how, I mean, honestly, I'm not even really a Tory fan.
I'm a casual Tory Lanez fan.
But that's just my thing. I think as a man.
Oh, jeez.
Technical difficulties. but like I said, I just, as a man, I'm just like, you know, I don't even know why he would put himself in that position. So it's kind of like. And then, you know, I also heard somebody else told me that, you know, Megan is losing, like, people around her.
Listen, she's a whole alcoholic.
Yeah, somebody said, you know, she's the problem too. But I'm not saying that, you know, she caused herself to get, you know what I'm saying?
To get popped.
Exactly. So
I don't think nobody deserves to get popped.
Yeah, but I think this whole situation has been definitely taken out of proportion. You know, I feel like the fact that, you know, everybody is in on it, you know, business wise, like, everybody knows, you know, kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
And then both making, like, their own separate campaigns off of it.
Right.
I'm like, my thing is, like, people are just a little too invested into it. And the thing
a little
is,
too invested.
Everybody
right.
gets caught up, no matter, even if you just scroll, you just don't get caught up in the storm.
Yeah.
But it's different. And then, what bugs you about social media the most? What you see? It could be even from our friends.
Right? What bugs you? You know what? Like I told Janae, what really gets me is that you log on Instagram and it be girls with, like, you know, they pretty much practically naked. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, as a dude, it's kind of like, man, you know, you open it up, you scroll like not even two posts down Instagram, boom, boom. And it's like, you could be in a meeting, you could be with your parents, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it just pops up. I think that's definitely really irritating.
Bro, you can't stop it. Yeah.
What else is really irritating?
I'm not gonna lie, like, I had to, like, unfollow certain models, because I was like, damn, it's a lot. But I keep the other ones that know how to dress. I like girls that, like, know how to, like, put outfits
right. together. Right. I actually, I unfollowed a lot of celebrities, which included artists, sports players, stuff like that, because, you know, I don't, like you stated, I don't want to really keep up with them. You know,
I don't care.
And the fact that, you know, we have these people that we supposedly look up to, and you know, we're not even supposed to be doing that because we're on the same level as them.
Well,
we're all equal, you know. So us as human beings shouldn't look to another human being as an example. You know what I'm saying? So I try to cut that out.
A role model that I don't personally know. Like, exactly. I admire your art, but I can't.
Exactly. But what you do, your actions and stuff like that, I don't want that to reflect on me, so you know, I had to cut that out.
We dropping gems and comedy. Exactly. You feel me? Exactly. Yo, no shout out to Kanye West, cause he's bugging. You feel me? We ain't shouting him out no more. I like the music, but I mean, you do the thing with the Yeezy, but you feel me? Hey, my Yeezy's on right now.
I like Kanye. Like, I have to say this, I understand what Kanye's going through. I feel like he's got a lot. He has a lot, but I have to say, as a man, I do respect him. So.
Give my nigga Big Sean his masters, dog. Give him
his $3 million. Big Sean. I thought he was his masters, right?
I think he's capping.
Yeah.
I don't believe him.
You don't think he gave him back the masters? You think he was just talking?
I don't think he's just talking.
DM Big Sean, find out.
Nah, I am.
Like, yo, Sean, you got your masters?
I need my t-shirt from the Detroit 2 album. It's been a month, dog. That thing still ain't shit.
Big Sean, where your shirt at?
You feel me?
At Big Sean, where your shirt?
At Big Sean, I need my merch, bro. I spent $45.
You feel me? 45.
You feel me? And I don't.
We're not gonna stop. We're not gonna stop asking, Big Sean. Why would I stop?
Why would I stop?
Hey, no. But other than that, but what else on social media get you, bro?
Man, celebrities, people that I know personally that just be airing their whole business out. I'm like, bro, like. Yeah. It may be personal. I'm like, yo, everybody does not need to know that. Even if you put on
your address, friends, where your house looks like, your car, your job.
Yeah. It's
what you bought. You know what I mean? We don't need to know that.
I guess cool if you show off, like, okay, I just got engaged. That's cool. Right. You know, I just had a kid. Cool.
Little things.
But certain family things, we do not need to be knowing. We don't give.
I don't need to know that your Auntie Deborah got divorced and that. You know, her boyfriend cheated on her like 3 times.
Care.
You know, I don't need to know that, you know, you don't want to be at work.
I don't care.
But no, people are different. I have to say, it couldn't be me.
Exactly.
When I post stuff, if it's not a meme or if it's not something encouraging or positive,
if it's not a meme.
It's not getting
music,
posted.
Exactly. Is this podcast? Clothes, memes, music. That's it.
I had posted something a couple of weeks ago. I was supporting my guy, NPC Badass, his car wash.
Oh, yeah, this
check him out. Splash Bro. At Splash Bros Car Wash. Check my guys out.
Shout out to them.
But yeah, I was riding by and pretty much I had seen some stuff. I'm not even gonna lie, I lost my track of motion. It came. Hey, look, I shouted out Splash Bros Car Wash, and that my mind went blank. But no, shout out to those guys. That my family, you know, they grinding out here. You know,
get your car in, making
car in and car out, $25 inside and out.
I might have to do that actually next week.
Check them boys out.
We be losing our train of thought.
Bear with us. This is episode 3.
Exactly, episode 3. But people be doing too much on social media.
Oh, social media. Right. Okay, so I was at the car wash. Right. I was at the car wash, and basically, I took a picture just, you know, promoting it. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, I was here, and you know, I looked at it. And I was like, oh snap! I took a picture of my car. But that's the thing. I don't post my business, so I was like, you know,
included.
Nah, okay. It was just a side. It was like a full body side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't know what the
spaceship?
They don't know what to make a model with. Okay. They just know what it looks like.
All right. Bet. All right, we safe out here.
Right, exactly.
We doing all right. Nah, that's real, though. I think I don't even be posting my face anymore. I'm probably not going to do that until I get, like, a certain situation, like, all the way correct. I don't think I'm going to post myself anytime soon.
No, the same way. I feel like when I get to a certain place of myself, that's when I'm going to start. Well, like I said, my Instagram is currently under construction.
Under construction. You know, my boy trying to make big business moves out here.
So just stay tuned is all I can say. But no, 100%. I get, you know, I feel like, you know, with some of my guys, some people I'm really cool with, you know, when I'm kind of like, yo, you know, you kind of posting and doing too much. But look, at the end of the day,
you know what?
I'm grown. Exactly. What you do is none of my concerns. So I'm going to let you do you.
I'm going to let you do
but
you.
Just know, if it somehow reflect on me, I'm going to definitely let you know.
Blah, 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 blah.
So,
you feel me?
But no, other than that, yeah, definitely. But I also feel like if what you're posting is definitely way too much, like, I will be like, yo, man, like, that's kind of, I did that with my cousin the other day. Like, he was just doing too much, and I was like, yo, take that stuff off, bro. Like, I'm sure.
You do a lot.
You know, you just asking for, you know, somebody to come hurt you. Kind of like how,
you got this beat?
Not even that. What's my guy name that got smoked up earlier this year? Pop Smoke.
Oh, yes, what is that?
Like, you know, you never know. You know, your people, you know, around you could, you know, you think they're legit the whole time. You know, they preying on your downfall. You know, they setting you up, so. Okay, you gotta be really careful about what you post out here, and just know people are looking,
all the time,
friends or not. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's looking. But that's one thing. I also have to say overly negative people. Yeah, I was just about to go into that. A lot of negative things. You know, a lot of negative posts on Instagram. That's something that I had to, you know, really detox away. You know, just reading negative things. You know,
I be hitting that mute post on lots of people, dog.
To be honest with you, I don't even really watch people's stories.
Really?
Yeah, I really, if it's not Janae, you, of course, my closest guys.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't really care. Which y'all, you know what I'm saying? Anybody else, I don't really care. You know, but I mean, if you in my circle, I'm definitely keeping tabs. But everybody else, I mean, y'all, they just there. But hey, look, you know, y'all show me love, I'll show you love.
Straight
you
up.
Know, but
I appreciate some people's stories. Like, certain, like, people that do, like, creative stuff.
Yeah.
I like seeing their stuff.
Yeah, 100%. What they doing out here, they grinding.
Creative people.
Shout out to Matt, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shout out to Matt.
He dropped some fire the other day.
Oh, my boy, modeling.
Exactly.
Hey, we about to tag Matt. Hey, we need him on the show soon, too.
Yeah, Matt's my
guy. Hey, Matt, come on the show, my man.
We got to come on one episode, bro. One episode.
You feel me? Dragonfly, we need you, dog. Shout out to my boy Matt, man. I seen him with the vest.
He has some fire. He has some fire.
You feel me?
And not just that, the vest, you know, just the art, you know, his paint.
His paint.
And it's cool seeing, you know, people's talents, you know.
Bro, you feel me? Bro, I came up with that.
I feel like Instagram is definitely a platform for good, but I also feel like it can also be used for, you know, negative purposes.
You want to go into negative purposes in the next episode, or you want to spare them? You want to spare them?
What do you have in mind? What example you have in negative?
Negatives?
Just all in general.
We can talk about the OnlyFans.
Oh, you know, to be honest, and that's another thing with me. I mean, if you're not my female, I really don't care about it. You do out here in these streets.
I'm the same way.
So, you know what I'm saying? If it was me, I can't even speak on it. But just know it. Female ain't my girl, so it ain't got nothing to do with me.
You feel me? Oh, let me say, that woman is not my woman. That girl ain't my girl.
Right, it ain't got nothing to do with me, but hey, look, you gotta do what you gotta do.
But hey, yo, if we do a part 2, we'll let you know. But if this might be part 1, we gonna wrap this one up. But
all right, y'all,
get at us, AK96 Podcast on everything, Google, Spotify, Apple.
No excuses.
We out.